Sponsorship of the KQED live audio stream comes from Xfinity Mobile, featuring customized wireless plans. Customers can choose unlimited, buy the gig, shared data, or a mix of both and switch it up anytime. Learn more at xfinitymobile.com.
From KQED Radio News, I'm Sy Musiker. At 4:31 in 19 seconds Friday morning, NASA will smash a satellite and a small rocket into the moon to see if the dust clouds they raise contain hydrogen, a sign of water, water buried under the moon's surface.
There is hydrogen down in that crater, and we're going to go dig some of it up.
Anthony Colapriet is principal investigator for the project at NASA's Ames Research Center in Mountain View. He's eager to get the results of the crash, as is Andrew Fracknoy, chair of the astronomy department at Foothill College. Mr. Fracknoy, Mr. Colapriet said this project will answer some fundamental questions about the challenges of living for extended periods on the moon. Explain what he means by that.
Well, it turns out that the moon is extremely dry, not a drop to drink anywhere. The moon has no atmosphere, so it means that there's no way for liquid water to exist, and in the sunlight that hits the moon, any ice will evaporate. So if future astronauts want to have some water to drink, we have to find places on the moon where it's always been dark. Every few million years, a large chunk of ice does hit the moon. These are called comets, and we get significant cometary impacts on the moon. And if such a comet of ice lands somewhere on the moon, which is always in shadow, then the sunlight can't get to it. And that means that there could be ancient ice deep at the bottoms of craters at the moon's poles.
Well, in fact, that's the case for this crater where they're going to smash into the moon. And I was fascinated to hear that the moon is becoming so well mapped that they could choose this crater, even though it's hard to see, because the LCROSS team, the team running this project, worked out that Earth observers can see the plume of debris through a gap in a ridge around the crater. And they know where the sun is shining in the crater, too, through another gap.
Isn't that amazing? So that we actually know very well all the topography of the moon. We've had satellites completely orbiting the moon and giving us picture coverage. And so we can figure out not only a place to do this experiment where there might be ice, but a place that can be seen from Earth.
The NASA team has invited amateur astronomers to help out with this project. And Andrew Fracknoy, hold on a second while we play for you Jennifer Heldman. She's coordinator for the LCROSS observation campaign.
We have a citizen science website, which is linked right off of our main NASA LCROSS website. And this is where amateur astronomers can go and upload their data to us here at NASA. We are very interested in getting these amateur observations to use in our scientific analysis.
So, Andrew Fracknoy, any precedent for that? NASA making it easy for astronomers to contribute their data to the mission?
Oh, absolutely. We've had other astronomical events where the contributions of astronomers who are astronomers by hobby rather than profession have been important. When a big comet hit Jupiter, we always ask the amateur astronomers to be part of the observations. But what's exciting here is that even smaller telescopes than usual, telescopes of 12 to maybe 13 inches, can actually observe the plume if they are in a dark location. And so I think a lot of astronomers are going to be sort of measuring their prowess by seeing if they can see the LCROSS impact.
Still, this is not going to be easy to see, even with a good telescope.
That's right. So the average person looking from their backyard, there's no chance of seeing the impact, even if you can see the moon.
Yeah, because it's also in a dark part of the moon at the bottom, toward the South Pole, I believe.
It's exactly near the South Pole. But here's the thing. If you can't watch it in your own telescope, watch it on the web. NASA and many other websites are going to have this. You can Google LCROSS, L-C-R-O-S-S, and tomorrow morning you'll be able to see all kinds of views of it on the web.
Thanks for your time.
My pleasure.
Andrew Fracknoy chairs the astronomy department at Foothill College in Los Altos Hills. If you're up early tomorrow, you can watch the impact at an event at NASA Ames. That's at Moffett Field in Mountain View. Also at the Chabot Space and Science Center in the hills above Oakland and at the Fremont Peak Observatory in San Juan Bautista. I'm Sy Musiker, KQED Public Radio.